this is fantastic news. This is a step that we've been waiting for years now to reach. We've been prohibited from developing or going ahead with any plans for the promotion of greening while we were waiting on this conservation management plan. So at last it's been published, and I'm waiting my copy in the post, and I look forward to reading it. And I want to then move forward within Donegal County Council to develop and promote greening of Aelia to get it the recognition that fantastic site deserves.
What would you like to see in terms of improvements in the site?
No, obviously we don't want to do anything that would upset or take away from the integrity of the site. Anything that would be done would be extremely subtle, because this was the wildness of greening is part of it's what makes it so attractive. But I'd like to see more information, more historical information being erected up there. I would also like to see the likes of maybe a photograph of the view that you're looking at, with some information telling people what they're looking at. Tell them they're looking at Inchcastle, maybe some information on that. Tell them, encourage them to go to Malin Head or looking over the Bluestack Mountains, just to, because people arrive up there from all over the world, and they just don't know what they're seeing. They know it's a spectacularly beautiful view, but they don't know just about the history that lies in front of them. So I think we can do, there's so much potential. We could develop an app that would improve the visitor's experience, and it's a very, very exciting step, and I would look forward to all the stakeholders in the area coming forward with ideas, because greening is something that we're all very, very proud of. So everybody should take ownership of this project.
Because even though you mentioned tourism overseas, we did see a big influx to places like Ingrain and Avalia over the summer months with lockdown and so on. It has generated a lot of popularity locally too. And while you're saying, you know, these small subtle changes would make a big difference to the site.
Absolutely, and anybody that visits the site when you're up there, they're just taken aback by it. People didn't realise just how beautiful it is and how impressive a site it is. So everybody couldn't just be overwhelmed by the beauty of the area. So I look forward to more and more Irish people, local people, and then people from overseas coming and experiencing greening, something that we cherish so much.